Welcome back to The Table I Built, where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Well, hey, podcast family, it's Andrea Walton, and I cannot believe we've reached the end of season one of my first podcast. What started as just an idea, a whisper, in my spirit has grown into a space of reflection, healing, and power. With over 50 subscribers, yay, and more than 250 plays on Spotify and Apple, I see you and I thank you. So I decided for episode 10 that we would take a walk through the journey of the podcast and pull out reflections and takeaways that we'll carry with us. Episode one, from GED to MBA, I opened the season with my very personal story. From teen mom to chief people officer, I shared the raw truth about dropping out, surviving on welfare, and clawing my way back through school, and then making it through corporate America. This wasn't just a bio. It was a declaration that your beginnings don't limit your becoming. Where you start is not where you finish, and your origin doesn't define your outcome. Your vision does. Episode two, we dug into hiring, firing, and healing, and it was one of the most listened to episodes. We pulled back the curtain on HR leadership and the emotional labor behind making really tough people-centered decisions, especially when it means letting someone go. I reflected on what it means to hold space for others while also holding power. Leading with humanity means making hard calls without losing your heart. Our takeaway is accountability and empathy can coexist. Episode three, you're not lost. You're in transition. This episode was for the ones in the hallway between who they were and who they're becoming. I talked about the grief and the gift of transitions and how we don't talk enough about the quiet seasons where transformation is really taking root. Transition isn't failure. It's sacred ground, and it's where clarity, resilience, and identity are refined. Episode four, the power of the pause. I shared how pausing saved me from burnout, from bitterness, from moving too fast in the wrong direction. We reframed rest as a strategy, not indulgence. Slowing down isn't weakness, it's wisdom, and rest is not earned. It is essential. Episode five, you were always the strategy. This was a wake-up call to anyone waiting for permission to be brilliant. I reminded you that your lived experience, your instincts, your voice, it's not extra, it's essential. You are not the backup plan. You are the blueprint. You've been the strategy all along. Episode six, built from the ground up. We explored what legacy really means, not the flashy version, but the quiet, consistent foundation you lay when no one's clapping. I reflected on what I'm building for my own children, my community, and this very platform. Legacy is built in the quiet. Keep showing up, even when no one is watching. Episode seven, rewriting the narrative. This episode was deeply personal. I separated two defining moments, two seasons in my life, my teenage pregnancy and my experience with domestic violence much later in life. I talked about how important it is to tell the truth, not just to others, but to ourselves. You don't have to silence your past to reclaim it. And every single chapter belongs in your story. Episode eight, mentorship, motherhood, and multi-purpose living. we disrupted that myth of balance, right? I talked about the emotional weight and beauty of showing up for others, your children, mentees, teams, while staying whole yourself. You don't have to do it all. You just have to be whole and authentic. Showing up in your fullness is your superpower. In last week's episode, our bonus Q&A, Ask Me Anything, I answered real questions from navigating your first job out of college to knowing when it's time to pivot. These weren't just answers. They were reflections from years of walking through fire with grace. You are not behind. You're being refined. Keep building forward. So as we look ahead to season 2, which launches this fall, and this time I'm not at the table alone. I'm pulling out chairs for new voices, the visionaries, the underdogs, survivors, and leaders. We'll have real conversations with people who are building something that lasts with strategy, purpose, and heart. This season is about expansion, community, and deeper healing, because the table I built, it was never just for me. So as we close, to every single listener, thank you. Thank you for making this season what it was, for listening, sharing, asking questions, journaling, and healing with me. You are not behind. You are not invisible. You are in bloom. And I'll see you this fall. Have a great day.